Edward Snowden was the on-screen headliner at the South by Southwest Festival yesterday in Austin, Texas. Warning of terrorism, he gave a kind of having the time of my life in Russia speech to the South by crew. That was just one of the bigger non-musical moments of this festival that has moved away from music and is all zeitgeist these days. The music is still there, though, about 2,000 bands, and Matt Riley, program director at KUTX, is finding some interesting ones when he can find a parking space in South by Overrun, Austin.
There's bands, obviously, from all over the world. Over 2,000 descend on Austin for this four-day music extravaganza. And there's one from Mali, from northern Mali, called Tanarawin. And these guys are nomads. They're Tuaregs. And they wear their full outfits on stage. And they mix northern African music with blues and rock. And it's an amazing sound.
And is the world music ethos, you know, something that's gone back to the beginning of South by Southwest, or is that relatively recent musical addition to the festival?
No, it's always been a part of South by Southwest. In fact, over the years, there's been Japan Night, and you have all these great, crazy bands from Japan playing all over Austin, and they usually dedicate one whole night to Japan Night. But you've got acts from Europe and Africa and Asia, and it's really a lot of fun. It really is a melting pot.
Lucius, I'm gathering, is not a Japan act.
No, Lucius is from Brooklyn. They're a duo, Jess Wolf and Holly Lasig, and they met at Berklee College of Music. Kind of quirky. They dress the same. Their hair is cut the same. But a really fun live act and infectious music. And keep your eye on Lucius. I think they're going to have a big 2014.
And finally, no one would ever accuse public radio of being top 40, right, in its musical playlists and selections. But what do you think of this idea of, you know, characterizing an artist or a set of artists or maybe even just a tune as the state's music, the state's tune? There are various algorithms that try to do that. I mean, in some ways, you know, top 40 is all about the hottest tune right now in your community. What would you say is Texas's emblematic music or artist?
You might say Willie Nelson, because he crosses all genres, all generations. Everybody loves Willie. But you have Beyonce. Destiny's Child came on the scene in 1990 out of Houston. And then Beyonce has gone on to sell 118 million albums worldwide. She's one of the biggest stars in the universe. Before they turn the lights out. Before they turn the lights out.
Beyonce stands alone, you know, album sales plus celebrity, that's a category by itself.
Absolutely.
Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Matt Riley, program director at KUTX in Austin. So it's Beyonce in Texas, or Chris from New Braunfels, Texas, says Willie Nelson. It's rodeo time in Texas as well, Texas.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
From one of you in Statesville, North Carolina, for that state, it's Wagon Wheel. It's been the anthem of North Carolina for years.
I'm headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights.
Looking here in the alley by the light switch. Who watches over you?
Heard from Watertown, Mass. They might be giants. These guys tinker with everything old and everything new, and they're natives of Lincoln, Massachusetts. More on The Musical Map coming up. Sometimes technology seems to go terribly wrong.
the algorithm's actually quite simple. What I did was I created a top artist for every state based on the online plays and compared it to the online chart for the United States.
That's Paul Lemaire. He's a software developer at a place called EchoNest. His somewhat joyless but rather intriguing algorithm has produced a musical map of state-to-state online searches that he says shows the definitive musical identity of every U.S. state.
A state like New York, its most popular played artist might be Jay-Z. But if you look at the most popular artist that's played in New York as compared to the rest of the country, it's James Blake, which is quite a bit different than what you'd expect.
Okay, Paul's EchoNest map is kind of a head-scratcher. Intriguing. Feels a bit off, though. Maybe it's sort of like the state bird. Sort of right. Sort of, I guess so. Who could make a case for estate music without relying on an algorithm? We've got three candidates from three different states with three different state birds. John Richards is associate program director and morning show host at KEXP in Seattle, Washington, where the number one pop artist, according to the EchoNest map, is the head and the heart. Joe Silva is an independent producer with WUGA in Athens, Georgia, where the map choice is future. And for Dave Campbell, host of the local show with The Current in St. Paul, Minnesota, where the map says the top artist is metric, an immediate controversy, like the dispute over the state bird. Is it the common loon or the mosquito?
We have two birds here.
Yes.
So I think we're indecisive from the jump. And I don't know. As far as that map goes, metric, it's actually, that makes sense to me that people from Minnesota would buy more metric records than anywhere else. All the oceans boil and rivers play. But there's a whole lot more. I would say one thing that we are enjoying here that maybe people are just about to hear more about would be a rapper named Lizzo. Time's up. I'm jumping in the side, yo. Beside yo, this position knows how my yo. A child, yo, to a mountain making miles so. Gemstones ain't got nothing on my shine, yo. A bad yo. The rules I make for Paho. Shut down. I done it. Sun it. Minnesota. Transplant by way of Detroit, and she lived in Texas for a while. She teamed up with one of the producers from the Doomtree Collective, which is another thing that I would say probably is listened to more here than anywhere else in the country. And the two of them put out this record, and she is just pure and simple dynamite. She is just a force. She sings, she dances, she raps. I've saw her play flute in this like 10-piece instrumental juggernaut called Dream Crusher. She just plays with everyone, finds her way to fit in with any type of music or any style of performer. But when she's on stage, you can't peel your eyes away from her.
Let's talk to John Richards, associate program director and morning show host at KEXP in Seattle, Washington. Now, the willow goldfinch is the state bird of Washington, and I don't think I ever saw one when I lived out there. What would you say is the state music of Washington, bearing in mind that people in Seattle are very, very different from the people over on the eastern edge of the state?
You know, I've never seen that bird either. And if I were to have any bird be our official bird, it'd probably be a duck. For me, I grew up on the east side of the state. I live on the west side of the state now. It's so obvious. It's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis without question. Ow. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. You have Macklemore here in Seattle, Ryan Lewis from Spokane on the other side of the state. They've been true to their Northwest roots, playing benefits, coming back and playing free shows. And a lot like our world champion Seattle Seahawks, the state sort of adopted Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, not just the city of Seattle. And that's the only artist that jumped out as something you could honestly say everyone in this state is proud of and listens to all the time.
So how do you explain the map coming up with the head and the heart? Put your dreams away for now. I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home where you feel love. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind.
As a morning show host here at KEXP and a resident of Seattle, it's really easy to say head in the heart. I totally agree from my little bubble. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Go down to Ballard with all the beards and go into the bars and you're going to hear a little head in the heart. Those guys are great. They're on local label Sub Pop. Everybody in this city listens to them, from your indie rockers to your, you know, middle-aged dads to probably some grandmas and grandpas too. They're very popular here in Seattle. Now, if you were to ask me outside of Seattle, 20 minutes in any direction, I don't know if that's true or not. I would say it's probably not.
Joe Silva down in Athens, Georgia. That's another sort of music scene that is a bit of an island in the state. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. We are an oasis unto ourselves, for sure.
And the state bird of Georgia, as everyone knows, is the brown thrasher. So a lot of
absolutely.
Megadeth and Anthrax there in Georgia.
I think we've sort of dispossessed ourselves of that fact, just because I think the hockey team by the same name was so wretched that you know, people are trying to downplay the thrasher.
So how much turbulence is created by the map choosing Future as Georgia's emblematic song?
I mean, you know, when you just look at this map as a whole, it sort of paints the country as, you know, having musical tastes that are about as exciting as a roll of beige wallpaper, you know. I'm sure that there's a fair amount of that being listened to, especially when you talk about down in metro Atlanta. But I think if you're honest about where Georgia is in the post-alternative world, you know, the state is probably split across, you know, sort of a tripartite axis of indie rock, southern rock, and hardcore, you know, hip hop. The bands that draw the largest here in Georgia are bands like the Drive-By Truckers, who are sort of a good old-fashioned southern rock and roll band that can do what I think is fairly uncommon these days, is multi-day residency in the bigger cities here, and draw packed audiences for three nights, four nights in a row.
But you both go to jail for them four little babies you made and delivered along the way.
I just don't think that, you know, the post-college rock Georgia listenership is that easily defined.
Down with the map, man. Stop trying to put me in a box. I hear you, Joe.
Right.
Dave, John, and Joe, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Absolutely welcome.
You bet.
Three public radio musical voices there from Georgia, Washington State, and Minnesota.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.